It's the Fish Tank with Michael Fisher.
Producer of this show comes up with three topics. He really believes them at the bottom of his heart.
On Sports Radio, The Ticket.
And the Fish Tank is sponsored by 321 Golf. It's a free app that connects you to your favorite local golf courses for up-to-date information on special events, tournaments, vacant tee times, lessons, or even food and drink specials. It's a perfect way to spend an off day if everyone on your team's in the All-Star break instead of riding a motorbike around Colorado. Which, speaking of the All-Star break, Major League Baseball starts next week. The big event, the Home Run Derby. All sorts of issues. Gary Sanchez getting in with 13 home runs, not inviting Logan Morrison, a top three player in home run so far. So I've decided we need to expand the Home Run Derby to 12 players. Why? Because rewarding the fans by inviting two Yankees and Gary Sanchez hurts players who are having career years. I think part of the reason Logan Morrison's so upset is he knows he's never going to hit 24 home runs in a season, let alone by the All-Star break. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to invite the top 10 players in home runs, because this year there's only four of them. We'll make sure if there's not a player in the home state in the top 10, we'll invite the top 9 and one player from the home team. Then we'll have a fan vote for the next two, one in the AL, one in the NL. So if you want Gary Sanchez to be in the Home Run Derby, well, you can go ahead and vote him in. Top 6 players will get a bye. The last four players will play the two fan votes on either side, then advance, and that way we invite the players who are actually hitting home runs and the players fans want to see in the Home Run Derby. So Chris Lewis, sink or swim, MLB Baseball expanded the Home Run Derby to 12 players.
I'm going to sink. Who is the Home Run Derby for? Is it for the fans or is it for players' egos?
The fans.
If it's really for the fans, fans don't want to see a marathon Home Run Derby. They want it to be kind of quick. They don't want to see 12 guys up there. Just give us the 6 best. Give us really the best.
They're not even giving you the 6 best.
Give me 4 guys. They don't even need to be the best. Give me Barry Bonds. He's not even in Major League Baseball anymore, and I'd rather see him.
You're the fan that wants Gary Sanchez, aren't you?
I'm the fan who wants Giancarlo Stanton, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, even though he's hurt. Give me 4 guys and have it. Not that the Home Run Derby's boring, but after the first half hour of the thing, it's like, all right, how many different ways can I see a ball go out the ballpark before my jaw just stops dropping? Like the dunk contest, at least you're somewhat getting variety, but even that gets stale after a while. You don't want to see a dunk contest every single day. You don't want to see a Home Run Derby last an hour and a half. It's really fun when it's really one round, a handful of guys, not 12, and taking 2.5 hours. So if it's for the fans and not the players' egos that they weren't invited, for the fans, you got to shrink it, not expand it.
All right, Bob, sink or swim. Major League Baseball needs to expand the Home Run Derby to 12 players.
I don't really care how many players are in it. I think the key is pace of the Home Run Derby. I agree with Chris. It's too long right now. If you tell me that you're going to have 12 players and you're going to cut the time down because we're going to only have one round and none of this where I'm matching up against you and the winner goes against Caves, Prater winner, I think it's more important to have faster way to do it than it is players. So I'll swim with you on the 12 guys as long as you let me change the rules of how we're doing it.
So can't get over this, Chris. It's about the show.
It's about the show for a half hour.
No.
The first half hour of the Home Run Derby is really fun. But does anything in sports drop off faster than the Home Run Derby for entertainment purposes? Like, most sporting events get better.
Three-point contest, dunk, all those contests, to me, need to be done in an hour.
Yeah, right? I'm with you. The three-point contest, the one thing it does, there's a clock. It goes fast.
The changing it where you only get a time limit
that helps.
And your guy's pitching, I like that. I don't think you need to have rounds. I think just let 12 guys come up there, let them get their pitches in time, and maybe take the top three to the finals, and that's it.
Well, sticky with the All-Star break, Major League Baseball All-Star game for the first time in about 10 years. Not mattering again. They've gotten rid of the winning league. It's the home field advantage. Now that goes to the best team among the two teams in the World Series. But that's just the problem. We see what happens in the NBA All-Star game when there's nothing to play for. There's no defense. We're at this point racing to see who scores 200 points first. We need the MLB All-Star game to matter. Otherwise, the players won't care, and it'll be pointless as well. So, come up with a solution. The winning league in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game will get to build their World Series schedule. Now, the best team with the best record still gets 4 home games. The other team gets 3. But maybe you want to start 3 games at home and then play 4 games on the road because you think you can sweep at home and all you got to do is win 1 on the road. Or maybe you want to have Game 1 and Game 7 at home and let them play Game 2, 3, and 6, and 5 on the road. So, secret swib, Bob. Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the winning league should be allowed to build the World Series schedule.
What's the biggest torpedo I can get to shoot at you?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Because that's what I'm firing at your boat for a capital S for sink. I hope you're the Titanic. I think this is the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time.
Yes, we need to save that. Wow. Do not let that slip away. 208 Mountain Time. Friday, July 7th, 2017. Yes, the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Torpedo at the boat, sinking it. Please. I mean, I'm not that passionate. I kind of like tweaking a format of series. But I don't want it to be like you can alternate, because then you're including travel days and all of a sudden the World Series is lasting until like November 15th. Because every time you change cities, you're going to have a travel day built in. And if you want to have the choice to alternate it, that would help somebody starting pitching staff, right? Because if you build in more off days, now all of a sudden the pitcher who was only going to pitch two games in a series can now all of a sudden pitch three games in the series. So I think it does have way too much of an impact on who can actually win it. Almost more than
players should care
about
the All-Star game.
But it's still the baseball All-Star game. At least there's pride attached to it. Like, it's still a one-on-one game. You don't want to embarrass yourself. Baseball is nothing but a series of one-on-one matchups, and when it's this all-star pitcher versus this all-star hitter is going to try to get a hit, this all-star pitcher is going to try to get him out. So you still have the fundamental part of the game in the all-star game, unlike the other sports like basketball. I mean, the point is you want to look good on offense. Who cares what happens on defense? A pitcher's there to pitch. What, the pitcher's not there to start hitting. He wants to look good as a pitcher. The batter wants to look good as a hitter. So you're still having a highly competitive game. So I don't think it needs to be fixed like that.
We'll just sink that before Bob brings out more torpedoes. Well, let's switch to the NBA here. Hopefully I can convince Bob at least I'm not too crazy. NBA free agency, wrap it up. And the NBA is just extremely confusing. We have a soft cap. There's not really a hard cap, but there's a luxury tax. And you can pay in the luxury tax as much as you want. But then you get taxed on the dollar for every dollar you go over. So teams really could spend infinite money if they had infinite money. So let's just make it simple. We're seeing the Boston Celtics cutting salaries to sign Gordon Hayward, but there's no hard cap. Why do they need to do that? Just pay more money. So, Chris, NBA, remove the luxury tax, build in a hard cap so everyone can understand, okay, this team has $30 million, this team has $20 million, this team can go $40 million over the cap because they're the Knicks, but the Bucks can only go $10 million over the luxury tax. So, Chris, sink or swim, get rid of the luxury tax, put in a hard cap, make everything just a simple number in the NBA.
No, I'm going to sink this too, so I'm not with you today. I actually think this is the right balance. Now, actually, in the perfect world, there's no salary cap, there's no luxury tax, and we treat this like baseball, and if some dude warrants $200 million contract, you're allowed to pay him $200 million because the market determines how much somebody gets paid. That's how it works in all these other areas of life. So why should sports be significantly different? I hate the hard cap because look what it does in the NFL. And the example being the Seattle Seahawks. It is such a great job drafting. Like a bunch of 5th to 7th round picks on their defense. And then it came to a point where it was all their 4th and 5th years and they warranted big contracts. Well, they couldn't keep their guys because there was such a thing as a hard cap. I would love an exception in the NFL that allows you to be able to keep your own guys and not punish you for drafting well in later rounds. Like, they unnecessarily had to break up their defense. They did such a great job scouting, and they were punished for it. And the other teams got to get those guys. So if there was a soft cap that allowed them to continue to pay the Cam Chancellors and keeping Bobby Wagner in a reasonable contract while you got all those other guys on that defense, I think that would be better for the NFL, not worse.
All right, Bob, sink or swim, NBA should remove the luxury tax, remove the soft cap, and just add a straight hard cap.
As long as there's some sort of cap, I'm going to swim with you. I think the way they do it now is way too complex. I'm in favor of a hard cap, but I'm going to throw one more thing into it. You should be able to cut somebody and get it off your cap, but you've got to take the full brunt where you have to pay the guy off and say, sign him a check, he's gone, he's out of the league. If somebody wants to take him as a free agent, they can mitigate what you are going to be tagged with later. But, I'll go with a hard cap. Certainly beats a soft cap. At least I can figure it out. If you've got $100 million and I give LeBron $50 million, then I know Cleveland only has $50 million to go for the rest of the team.
Your favorite sport's baseball. There's no cap there.
I would rather have no cap than this, but if you give me the choice of a hard cap or a soft cap, there's going to be a cap. I think it should be a hard cap.
I mean, baseball, in a way, each team has their different caps. And that makes it even more confusing because you don't even know what their cap is. Like, I don't know what the Yankees Twins' cap is. But I know it's less than the Yankees, but I don't know it. So if you wanted to base it off of simplicity, you should want baseball to have a cap, too.
Bob Costas, in his book, had what was, I thought, a very unique way to do salaries. One-year contracts. Everybody's a free agent every year.
That'd be crazy.
Then the people who really deserve the money will be getting the money.
That's fair, though.
There'd be no celebrating on the 4th of July for NBA fans.